Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general.
So Sweden, the country, has most of the class voting from the Western democracies. Yo, what's up, my friends? For this episode, we're going to discuss a number of topics like democratic preferences or class of the university students, secession voting, and the decrease of the class voting in the Western Europe. So very broad range of topics. Let's start with democratic preferences among St. Paul school students. For those of you who don't know, St. Paul is like an elite school in the US on the East Coast. If you didn't read, I recommend you read Kahn's study about St. Paul. It's really cool reading. Anyway, in this study from 34, we see a trend of decreasing democratic preferences among elite sons and daughters of United States of America. Social origins of university social scientists. Study from 58, the father's occupation of social scientists was mainly managerial and other professional. This is the social origin of social scientists. Okay, next, proportion of counties with different ratios of slaves voting for secession in seven southern states. This is no surprise for anyone. The more slaves you had in your state, the more you wanted to separate from United States of America. This led to the war, secession war, where the Democrats won. And this is how US didn't split. And it's very interesting to see that this values differences still persist till today. We saw in the latest elections, US is basically split in Trumpist middle US, Texas, and it's like a strip that separates the two Democratic Atlantic and Pacific sides of the US. So it's really interesting to see how this southern states values a bit extended to northwest and the democratic strongholds are the Atlantic north east and kind of southwest. California and New York are still the progressive values, democratic values. Okay, next, the relationship between democracy and per capita GNP. So let's see, is it that the richer you are, the more democratic you are? And the answer is yes. The richest number of countries with per capita GNP above 2,300 have 76% of the democracies, while the poorest 24 countries have only 8% of the world democracies, with the poorest 60% only having 16% of the world democracies. There is also a concentration of democracies in the richest countries in the world. And it makes sense, right? The more saying you have in the decision making of your country, the better you feel, and the more productive you are. The less depressed you are, the more productive you are. And finally, Let's zoom in a bit. The trend in class voting in four Western democracies between the 50s and the 80s. In Sweden, Great Britain, West Germany and the USA. This is based on Alford's index of class voting. The highest drop in class voting is in the USA. So between 48 and 55, 56, there was a huge drop in class voting. So what happened there? I think this is an effect of the war also, that the US won the war and needed to be an example to the world, to be progressive, to give a direction to the world in how to behave, including on the election day. So the USA started to say, okay, it doesn't matter how rich I am, I don't identify with that party because all my rich friends vote with that party. Yeah, I identify with the party because of values and issues that party wants to solve that I am personally interested in for my country and for the world, for my community and for my city. So it doesn't matter anymore my class, what position I have in the society, but it matters like more the transcendental values that we want to move towards, to the strategic values, if you want. So this is how I interpret class voting and the reduction in the class voting in the US and in all the West. West Germany also huge drop from 30 to 15. So US dropped from 44 to 7. Huge drop. Germany from 30 to 20 or 15. 17, let's say. Great Britain from 40 to 21. Sweden, the least drop. As we see in Sweden, still a lot of class voting, but a drop anyway, from 50 to around 35, 37. So Sweden is the country who has most of the class voting from the Western democracies. Very interesting. So Sweden is still classist, let's say. If you like this kind of analysis, subscribe. See you in my next video. Bye bye.